Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Keys to the Game of this week. Week 16 offers up a doozy. Bears in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles in a Sunday night affair.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Most coaches enter games with some idea of how many points their team might need to score to win based on multiple factors, including how equipped their defense is to stop the other guy. A grand total of 713 offensive points have been scored by the Bears and Eagles through 14 games. The Bears have scored an additional 49 points off a Devin Hester punt return touchdown and six defensive touchdowns. The Eagles have another seven off their only defensive score. In fact, the Bears are second in the NFL in scoring and the only team outside of Denver over 400 total points. It would be wise to never ease off the gas. I'm certain Mark Trestman and Chip Kelly share the same opinion. Neither team is going to feel comfortable with a lead in this game. This is not the game for three and outs, poor third down execution, or poor red zone touchdown efficiency. The Eagles have scored their points quickly with the lowest clock time in the league, on average just shy of 26 minutes of possession time. Beware the quick strike on defense. 13 times this season, the Eagles have scored touchdowns in less than four plays. They score faster than any team in the league. Their average drive time is 2 minutes and 24 seconds, well above the league average of 3:27. The Eagles are also the only team in the league scoring in less than 7 plays per drive. Stats LLC computes 5-minute drives to help determine a team's ball control efficiency, and the Eagles have only 6 5-minute drives this season, scoring only 1 touchdown and 177 possessions. Of course, that's rock bottom in the league. Interestingly, the Eagles are also 31st in the league in red zone touchdown efficiency at 45.8%. Outside the red zone, no NFL team scores more than the Eagles with 20 touchdowns and 152 points. Chip Kelly runs a lot of five receiver sets, a lot of screens, read option, diverse run game, so there's a lot on the table there for the Bears to prepare for. For years, the Bears' punt coverage unit has been outstanding. In fact, since 2004, the Bears still lead the league, allowing just 6.9 yards per return. Their kick coverage, 8th over that same period. Yards and returns, hard to come by against the Bears, and they'd like to keep it that way against the Eagles. Speedy receiver DeSean Jackson is back to returning punts, and while he's had only 11 returns for a total of 50 yards, he had one TD called back against Arizona this season. In his first 3 years in the league, he was dangerous. 4 punt touchdowns on 99 returns, an average of 11.2 yards. The Eagles' coverage units have been tagged for touchdowns on kickoff returns by Trindon Holliday of Denver and Jeremy Ross of Detroit. 1 punt, 1 kickoff return. Those were in the snow game in Philadelphia. The Bears are tied with the Falcons, and they're tied with the Packers in giving up the fewest return touchdowns in the NFL since 2004 with just 4 total. Playoff football arrived 2 weeks ago for the Bears, but the race has only just begun. We're going to learn a lot more about this team as it prepares for the season's defining moments. From the first day the Bears came together as a squad, they were told to win the day, to play with discipline, with accountability to the man next to them, to play smart. And that mantra will continue to be the theme for Sunday. The road to the playoffs is about taking it one step at a time, never looking beyond the task at hand, down in and down out. Nothing changes now that the Bears control their own fate. They will be challenged by a raucous crowd, a unique offensive scheme, and a defense that likes to blitz. The Bears will try to win each snap to win the day. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Bears-Eagles from Philadelphia. Join us on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WDBM, starting with a pregame coverage at 4:30, kickoff at 7:30 on Sunday night. Thanks for watching, everybody. Keys to the Game. I'll be with you next week here on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.